Hello there, and welcome to the One Bad Day Songwriting Podcast, the podcast where we discuss the ins and outs of songwriting and have a lot of fun doing it. This is episode number 10. Goes by fast, doesn't it? My name is Avi. I am an Icelandic singer-songwriter, and I publish music under the artist name One Bad Day. And if you enjoy Americana folk artists like Tom Waits, Nick Cave, that sort of stuff, you should check out my music at onebadday.rocks. That's onebadday.rocks. This is the short version, which I do once per week, usually on Tuesdays, where I try to give you a little nugget of, inspiration or little prompts or something like that to spark your songwriting if I can. And this week, I wanted to talk a little bit about motivation. You know, these things, these little Tuesday nuggets of inspiration, I try to use them to spark myself. This is really a tool for me. It's a little bit selfish, I guess, but I sit down every Sunday and I try to write something, and I try to use little tips that I might have heard or read about somewhere that I haven't used yet, and try them on for size, so to speak, and then report back to you. That's what I've been doing for the past 2 weeks. And if you haven't heard, I think it was episode 4 where I set myself some songwriting challenges for the year 2019, and I passed them on to you guys as well. One of them, well, the main one, was to write a song each week, and so that's what I've been using this for. But this weekend, I just couldn't find the motivation, and I didn't even pick up my guitar. I was super tired after the week, and I just laid around and watched TV, watched American football, which I am super into. And I just didn't do it. I just could not get myself motivated to get up and start playing my guitar. And normally, I don't need that much motivation. Again, as I've mentioned many times on this show, I approach this like a job. And I mean, it really is a big part of my job is writing songs. So, when you have a job, you have to do it. So I don't sit around waiting for motivation or inspiration to strike, but sometimes, you need that. You need something to get yourself up. I mean, you at least need a minimal amount of effort to just sit down with your guitar, whether you have the inspiration or the motivation to do so. But this weekend, I just couldn't. And, I could have sat down just before recording this and just forced myself to sit around for half an hour and try to come up with something. But I figured this would be a good thing to discuss very briefly. And actually, I think this might be a topic for a bigger episode down the line. Motivation is a big thing, and especially following up from last week's or the last episode where I talked about mental health. And by the way, I've gotten great feedback from you guys out there, and I'm so happy to have heard from a lot of you who have shared your experiences with me regarding your journeys and brushes with your own bouts of depression or whatever the case may be. Again, this is nothing to be ashamed of. You're not alone. And I guess motivation is a kind of a different side of the same coin. When you don't, and that's, I guess, again, why depression doesn't help you out one bit, is because when you're depressed, you're not motivated. And maybe I had a little, depressive episode this weekend. Maybe that's what happened. But it happens. And that's my whole point and why I wanted to touch on this, is that you will have days where you just can't do it. And it's the same with anything in life, especially where you're your own boss. You know, going to the gym, or you know, sticking to a diet. Although I don't subscribe to diets, but that's a different discussion. You know, whatever it is, you know, songwriting, exercise, you know, commitments to other people, whatever it is. I mean, commitments to other people is different, but you know, marketing your music, getting yourself out there professionally and personally, it takes a certain amount of dedication and motivation. And there are days where you just don't feel like showing up. And it's unfortunately a little bit too easy to let yourself down like that. It's much easier than letting other people down, at least in my experience. I'm very good at putting other people first. And then, you know, so those moments where I just want to lay down and not do anything, they impact my own work, my own career, not, you know, other people, which is, of course, a good thing in a way. I mean, you don't want to let other people down. That's not a good trait to have. But you also don't want to let yourself down. But again, it happens. And I think the biggest thing that I learned when I was dealing with depression, you know, when I was really dealing with like serious depression before I sort of got it under control, was that sometimes you drop the ball, sometimes you fall into despair, sometimes that stuff happens, and that's okay. It's fine to just have a day where you just can't show up. You know, because if you start beating yourself up about it, you know, if I was going to sit down now and say, oh, I didn't write my song this week, I didn't do the thing that I promised myself that I would do, it would be very easy to just give up on the whole thing. And I think this is why New Year's resolutions normally don't work. Because you start out, you do it for 2 or 3 weeks, and then you fail for a day, and you feel like you've failed for the whole year. But that's not true. Of course it's not. And we all know this intellectually, but, you know, it's so easy to set yourself up for failure if you start thinking like this, if you start thinking that, you know, it's all or nothing. And that's why I said, when I set myself this challenge, I said, you know, even if I only show up half the time, that's still 26 songs. So, you know, I'm still 2 out of 3, and I am certainly going to show up next week. And in fact, I might try to sit down during the week as well and add the extra song if I possibly can. But, you know, that's the thing about motivation. I think the biggest killer of motivation is beating yourself up, is feeling guilty about not being motivated. You know, that's what I used to do when I was depressed. I felt guilty about being depressed, and that made me more depressed. When I realized that, hey, if I have a bad day, you know, tomorrow will be better. And that's, in fact, where my artist name, One Bad Day, comes from, is, you know, it's better to have just one bad day than to have a lot of them. So you're allowed to have one bad day. And I had one bad day this, well, I had a bad weekend, but you know, it was fine. I'm feeling a lot better now. I went out for a jog this morning, which I, again, haven't been doing because I haven't been motivated to do that. And I wasn't really all that motivated this morning, to be honest. I just thought, you know what, I could take a nap right now, or I could go out for a jog. And that sounds like a good thing to do. So I did that, felt a lot better, you know, felt like I needed to record this and get it out there. Hopefully, you know, if any of you out there are struggling from a little lack of motivation, hopefully this helps. Anyway, that's it for me. Again, thank you so much for your feedback for the last episode. I think there might be a bigger discussion on motivation in this. I think, you know, you seem to really enjoy the sort of more, what should we say, philosophical or psychological discussion that I had last week or last episode. So maybe more of that. Again, I'd love to hear from you. I'm just really trying to get this off the ground properly. There are a few of you out there who are listening regularly, and that I really appreciate that. And I hope all of you who are hearing this for the first time will subscribe and share this and keep coming back. And, you know, by all means, let me know what you want to hear, because I'm just sort of shooting blindly here. Every episode is just whatever I feel like talking about. And, you know, I'd love to tailor that more to you guys who are listening. You know, this is a real passion of mine, talking about songwriting and doing the whole thing. So get in touch. Don't be a stranger. You can write me an email at avi@onebadday.is. That's EYVI@onebadday.is. And this episode, the show page for this episode will be at onebadday.is/episode10. It's episode 10. And by all means, you can comment there, and I'd love to hear from you. And let's keep this going. I really enjoy doing this. So thank you so much for listening. I will be back later this week with a longer episode. And until then, here's a very special message from myself. All right, bye. Hey there, this is Avi from One Bad Day, shamelessly promoting my own music. I like to take that feeling when you've indulged too much, drunk dialed your ex, and fallen asleep in the bathtub wearing your finest suit, and put it to music. And I want to give you a couple of tracks for free. If you enjoy artists like Tom Waits, Nick Cave, and Neil Young, my music is going to dramatically enhance your life. You'll have a better appreciation for the world at large, get a better job, meet better people, and be at least 20% more productive. Okay, that might be overselling it a bit, but you get the picture. So, head on over to onebadday.rocks right now and get a couple of my songs for free. That's onebadday.rocks. You will be a better person for it. All right, folk on.
Your love will kill me, this I know. But don't let that stop you tonight.